Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, Steve. How are you this morning?
Have you figured out this HD stuff yet?
No, but I like it on my TV. Oh, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's nice and clear, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
709, the mayor of Muncie is live in the studio here. We get him at least once a month, if not more often. There's things to talk about.
Yeah. Hey, while you're making announcements, let me just do a couple quick, please. Yep. I have my 5 minutes chat with the mayor tonight from 4 to 6. Just like since it's Valentine's Day, please everybody get me out of there by 6 so my wife and I can go to dinner.
Are you sure that Vicky says it's okay you do it tonight?
We're not going to go there.
Oh, dear.
Then this coming Sunday at Northside Middle School celebrating Black History Month, there's a special basketball game in honor of Black History Month. I think the doors open around 4 p.m. It's a $5 entry fee. And then I would like to give everybody a heads up. Saturday, April 15th at 2 p.m., Heacon Park, Cabin 5 will be my wife and I's umpteenth annual Easter egg hunt.
Okay. She's
going to smack me for not remembering how many years we've been doing it.
18 millionth, I think, is pretty darn accurate right there.
Yes. We'll have bicycles and a lot of nice things to give away to the kids.
Always a great event.
Yeah.
So and how are things going?
Good. Good to see you at the Muncie Mission, walking a mile in my shoes Saturday.
I was so glad that it was warm, but I was also disappointed that it was warm because, you know, the whole point is, and the reason that the Muncie Mission Ministries does the walk a mile in the wintertime is because they want you to feel what it would be like to be homeless, to be challenged like that. We lucked out on the weather.
We did. I think that's Don Ford and I was talking before, and I think that's the warmest
Ever. For a walk a mile.
And last year, I think it was eight
coldest
degrees, so it was 42 degrees colder last year when you did it. And it's always good to be around and see what the Muncie Mission does for these men.
I talked to you that morning, and you could just see the pride in your face for seeing so many citizens that had come together again for a very worthwhile cause.
It seems like whatever the cause is to help our community, you see it from our children up to our seniors. They show up, and it means so much to me, and it means so much to the community, and in particularly to the people that they're showing up to support. It's really makes you feel good about our community.
Mayor of Muncie, Dennis Tyler, you got the guys and gals out on the roads fixing potholes that stuff all the time.
You know, this weather's been great for the year.
Yeah.
But, boy, it's been deadly on the streets.
It has,
but they've been out every day. We've had two patch crews out every day and working as hard as they can. We've got another plan for this spring and this summer to begin to repair and completely repair roads and streets. But it's really been a tough year, but, well, I'm looking forward to spring, aren't you?
Absolutely. I assume the salt budget's looking good. I mean,
The salt budget is very good,
Yay for that. So, if they have to report a pothole, they can do that
They can do it on the Muncie Pothole Twitter account. They can also call the street department and leave them a message, or they can call our office and leave them a message. And we usually get to them in 2 to 3 days, depending on the weather.
Mr. Mayor, you've talked to me about this so many times during this segment and otherwise. Dan Ridenour wrote something in the paper the other day about swiping local, you know, supporting local businesses. And
absolutely.
If I paraphrase what he said, some of it was, even if you were to buy something from a large store or something like that, mom and pops are great because you're really supporting local. But even if you're buying from a bigger store, a chain or whatever, those employees are the ones that are going to benefit from that. And then that trickles through the community, right?
Absolutely. And it always does. And those are the people that we love to work with, our small business owners, and that are the backbone of our community, and we do everything we can to help them create and retain jobs. We're working with a small business here now that's getting ready to invest somewhere between $500,000, $750,000 into their business, bringing a new partner in, and they're going to double their employees, take them from about 16 or 17 to 30, and that's what we really enjoy working on. Every now and then you're going to steal one of those biggies, but at the end of the day, Steve, you know yourself, just helping those small businesses pick up two or three employees and stay here and maintain the health and stability they need is always important to a community.
How much work is done in the background by you and others on your administration, just, you know, doing that kind of stuff?
So much work goes into it, Steve, before you see anything in a public way. And there's always reasons. Mm-hmm. You're working to look at what parcels may work or may not work. A business may want to look at seven different potential sites as they're trying to make up their mind. And then once they make up their mind, then you have to sit down, look at what the zoning requirements are, see what or what may not need to be done to help them to accomplish that. And it's a usually a long, drawn-out affair. The latest one that we just announced took us about 3 years to get where we're at today.
Wow. Hey, how about that AT&T announcement? That wasn't that long ago. Yeah. For those that didn't hear, technology upgrade is happening, and now it'll be just fourth or fifth place in the state that
fourth,
has this?
Fourth in the state. Yeah. We had the most sites of any locality in the state, which is extremely important, and we're continuing to work with AT&T and our other partners, Ball State, the Chamber, IU Health, and others to try to expand this into something else very spatial into our community. It's the types of things that small business owners want to see and potential new business owners that might be a little bit younger than you and I, but they're trying to get in and get their feet wet and, and spend some money and begin to build a business. Those types of amenities that we can offer them as part of the pie that we're trying to put together usually helps them to be encouraged to want to look at Muncie.
Dennis Tyler's our guest this week on WLBC here. Last week you showed your support for education. You've done that before loads of times for kiddos and for the teachers and for on and on.
Yes.
What's your stance and your thought on that kind of a thing moving forward and how to make the Muncie Community Schools, you know, financial situation
better? Well, you know,
that's
a great question, Steve, and I hope all the parents and community leaders and business leaders are taking a serious look at that. I think we know that they've got challenges, but I also believe in my heart that there's fixes to it that at the end of the day will work. And I think it's just so important for everybody to come together right now to support our schools, because at the end of the day, it is all about our kids and then the teachers. And then here comes the administration behind that and the school board. But I can't think of anything that's more important right now than figuring out how we protect what we have that's best for our kids, and that's our teachers. As I don't think I've ever met a successful person in life that didn't have a very special teacher in their life sometime or another. And so we got to figure that out. It's so important for me as a mayor, for the chamber, and our community in general. We have to have a strong public school system. We have to have a strong public school system for our community to be successful. We can't do it on the cheap. We can't nickel and dime it. We can't do it with Band-Aids. We have to have a strong public school system. Now, how we get there, I'm not one of those elected school board members. I'm not here to preach to them or preach to Dr. Ball and the administration or to the teachers. What I do know is there's got to be a solution, as we have to have a strong public school system. And I know when you ask people to come together, and I do it all the time, people will show up to sit down that really want to be part of the solution, not be part of a negative opinion, not be an obstructionist, but really sit down and try to be part of the solution. And that's critical. You know, you see our community coming together right now dealing with the drug issue. You know, you're reading about these overdoses in Muncie.
Oh, yeah.
Honest to God, I don't think anybody has the answers right now anywhere in this country. The new norm is ODs. Yeah. Muncie, Bloomington, Evansville, Fort Wayne, Louisville, Kentucky, Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. You can just go on and on and on. And some of them aren't into the dozens in a week. They're into the hundreds. I think I just saw Louisville, Kentucky was 700 in less than 4 weeks in January. You know, Cleveland was 12 or 1400. I don't know what's going on, but there's something going on that we have to figure out how to fix and how we begin to get these people help, just like the meth documentary that Ball State put together.
That was very well done.
Very well done, and that's a huge issue. Mm-hmm. But now here we have this heroin coming in right behind it that's being laced with horrible, horrible
chemicals and all kinds
the
of
the fentanyl, and then now we're being told that they're even putting a little bit of an elephant tranquilizer in it, and some people are succumbing before they can even get the needle out of their arm. I don't know what pushes people to want to do that, but we've got a great group of people here. We just met last week and at Open Door, and we know we have issues. The challenge is, Steve, as you well know, and most people should know, you can't do that on the cheap again. Mm-hmm. You have to have the resources. You have to have the personnel. You have to have the medical crew. And then you probably have to have a holistic approach to it, too, that's going to also be a part of it and help. And none of that comes cheap, mm-hmm. beginning to with a building and then whatever you want to do after that. None of it comes cheap. But we'll figure out a way to deal with those issues.
Dennis, great words, great thoughts. Thank you for always
being
engaged in so much more than we're even thinking about.
Well, thank you.